Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Now, I don't know a lot about art, I'll be honest. Okay? Ek gee myself nie uit as 'n kunstkonnoisseur of nie.
Kunstkenner, ek dink is die woord nie, kunstkenner
nie. Sien jy? Ken jy as dit? Maar ek kan sien wanneer iets mooi is, of wanneer ek persoonlik dit nie as baie mooi ervaar nie. Okay? We all have eyes, we all have taste, and we all can acknowledge talent. Okay? That's the reality of all of this. And sometimes when you look at a painting and it seems like it would much rather, like it's borderline photo. It's that good. Then you normally don't think it's been done by a 13-year-old. Maar is die geval hierso? Siyabonga Hans, good morning. Welcome to OFM. When did you start pursuing painting? When did this bug bite?
Good morning. I started doing painting when I was in grade 4, but I drew very often before that.
Okay, and did you enjoy painting from the get-go?
No, not that much, but I started to practice at the art classes.
Okay, now, why didn't you enjoy it in the beginning?
I was not very good at it, if I have to say that.
Okay. You saying you weren't very good at it, and looking at your paintings now, clearly, the talent, it was there. Because, Miss Amanda, jy was sy graad 3 juffrou, en jy het hierdie talent geïdentifiseer en gesê, luister, hierdie kind het iets baie, baie speciaals.
Nee, verseker, en jy moet mooi verstaan, ek het nie 'n kreatiewe haar op my kop nie, hoor. Maar, in die begin van die jaar, hulle het daarvan om hulle werkkaart te gee, waarop hulle dan nou vir my identificeer, wat wil hulle by my leer, en wat kan ek van hulle leer, wat ook nie altyd so'n wonderlike vraag is nie, want ek moest tot al, ek kind leer pasta slaai maak, maar in elk geval, ja, Siyabonga het vir my 5 skryfstuk, foutloos ingegee, en dan die laaste vraagie dan, is hulle moet hulle gesin teken. Maar joh, ek was aangenaam verras om te sien hoe hierdie kind teken, en ek vra toe, wat Siyabonga, het jy hierdie prentjie geteken, en sy fanclub, die kinders, het natuurlijk allemaal gesê, yes man, he did it right now. So ja, ek dink hierdie talent is al baie jonger daar hoor, want ek bedoel, ek met die instapslag het ek gesien, hierdie kind kan skryf en hy kan teken.
And this was in grade 3, okay.
So dit was in grade 3, ja.
Fast forward 4 years. You are grade 7, it's Bloom Show. One of your paintings gets auctioned off for nearly 10,000 rand. How did you feel that moment you saw, hey, that's my painting and that's a lot of money?
I felt very happy and surprised because usually I would sell my paintings for around 200. That would be the usual price. So I'm shocked that people could buy paintings for that much. And we were donating the money to Engel.
Oh, wow.
Siyabonga Khan's not only a super talented kid, 13 years old, paints like a pro, but also a heart of gold. So clearly, Siyabonga, you're a giver. Because if you can grasp that concept of, I have a talent and I can use this talent to create a better world for other people at the age of 13. Now, I believe that what goes around comes around. And following all of this, there was a lot of activity around you and a lot of people started talking about you. And then you mentioned that you would like to go to a specific school because you're in grade 7 now. But you have a dream to go to a school for high school now. Where did you want to go?
I wanted to go to St. Andrews.
Okay, because they have a great art program.
Yes.
Okay. Now, once again, remember what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And more recently, Siyabonga received a full bursary from St. Andrews.
Wow.
To go and further his scholastic career, but also focusing on his art. And this just shows you that the system works when two schools come together. I mean, the principals from each of these schools were in constant communication.
Yeah.
We saw that a talent gets celebrated right here on our doorstep in Central South Africa at one of the most prestigious events, Bloom Show. And that if you work hard, you will get rewarded. Siyabonga, we wish you all the best. We are extremely proud of you. And you know what? I can't wait to see what the future holds for you, pal.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Siyabonga, we wish you all the best. Juffrou Amanda, bye-bye. Dankie vir jou bydrae tot Siyabonga se sukses. En die feit dat jy hierdie ding ook so mooi hanteer het en seker gemaak het daai liefde vir kinders bly daar.
Nee, ag, dit was lekker en dit was maklik want ek bedoel ek kan dit doen, hoor. Dit was heerlik.
Juffrou Amanda, Siyabonga Khans, it's the sound of your life, OFM. For that full interview, visit our website, ofm.co.za.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.